This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's get at the talk radio review. My heavens, doesn't the time go very quickly? It seems like only moments ago we were reviewing last week's charts from Talkers Magazine, and here we are, first week of October, doing the same thing again with an interesting cast of characters here. On the air with me is Victoria Keelan from the DJV program and Jennifer Horn from said DJV show. Also, Victoria Jones, who is with the DC Radio Company, is with us again this week. And Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, never afraid to express himself. He always has something to say. This is the old line of mine, Richie. Rich always has something to say when there's nothing to be said. So
I'm here for you.
Yeah, I know you are, Rich. I'm grateful for that. Let's get into the stories. Now, I sort of defer sometimes to you and to the other members of our panel as to how we do this. We've taken stabs at getting to all 10 of the stories. Once in a while, we actually do get to all 10 of the people on the people list from Talkers Magazine, which, by the way, you can find, folks, by going to talkers.com. The list is published there. I'll go through it a couple of times, hopefully formally, as we are on the air. But the big kahuna here is obviously the Kavanaugh investigation. So I'm going to stick with Richie's desires to start at the top and work through that, because by design it is the most talked about. You're not going to hear me say it's the most interesting, because I think it's a big bore. But I'm just me.
Oh, you don't think it's interesting?
No.
I don't think you could write a soap opera this gripping. How many people were watching the testimony last week?
Lots. That's 20 million people.
I think it's one of those moments where people will say, oh, I know where I was when that happened.
It's an O.J. White Bronco moment, yes.
Not for me, is it? No, not. But that's me. We're all different. So you guys think it's that?
So you and Megyn Kelly would be in the same category. She kept saying over and over.
I don't want to ever put, how dare you put me in the same category as Megyn Kelly.
Well, you know I love you, so I am joking. But she kept saying over and over during the live broadcast, well, no one's watching this. Like, everyone's at work. No one's watching this.
I'm not saying that.
Millions of people
would,
are.
I'm not. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I know.
This is a personal interpretation of my own priorities and what's in my own life.
Right.
And I think Kavanaugh is wrung out. I think that the system has failed miserably in a case where a guy probably has gotten more rhubarb thrown at him than he deserves, whether, you know, you live in
or
the,
does he?
The
we
past.
Don't know. And we'll
right,
never
in
know.
The present? I mean, the rear view mirror is the thing. This is the
exactly.
past.
Exactly.
So the past is the past.
Ooh.
This we're considering a guy for doing something today in league with what his credentials are and whether he can make judgment. Well, all this stuff that's come up has not been. He didn't chase a woman around yesterday in the office. He did it. I'm not saying that it's acceptable, but it's the past, and we must not get.
Wow, but we can't.
All
that's
right.
Not how women see this.
Okay, well, there you go.
Okay,
Victoria, you started.
So,
go ahead.
Here we go.
Victoria Jones.
Yeah. Well, when we investigate anything, it has to be in the past, because that's when things happen. We don't investigate things.
But how far back do you go?
What's
well,
the line?
Well, here's, well, I, well, isn't it interesting that the two men jumped on me there?
Yes, absolutely.
The women did.
Yeah.
That's very interesting to me. Well, I think the thing is, it's partly a question of what the allegation is. And I agree. I think everybody failed here, including the Democrats, for bringing this in so late when they had it earlier. So I'll be very clear about that. And also the FBI investigation, which was so utterly lame. And I don't know whether that was the FBI's choice or whether they would be being controlled by the White House. But let's talk about what it was in particular, in my view, about this alleged assault that changed it from a possible fumbling in the bedroom, which is what it could have been, drunken, very drunken fumbling in the bedroom. And this is what I think changed it for many, many women, is that he is alleged, when, first of all, she was dragged into the room, she alleges against her will, thrown on bed, which is in itself unwilling. But he put, when she attempted to scream, she alleges that he put his hand over her mouth to stop her from screaming. And that's what changes everything.
Yeah,
I think,
agreed.
For so many women.
From a conservative woman's perspective, I believe that sexual predators matter, and I don't believe that they commit one crime. I believe that typically with sexual predators, there is a whole string of crimes to put them together. And for me, that matters. I don't want a sexual predator sitting on the Supreme Court, someone who could be capable of doing that. But it just it, with common sense here, there's a story from a woman that was delivered with sincerity, but there hasn't been anything to back up that story, and it happened 35 years ago. There has also been very weak, flimsy attempts to create other stories, to create a pattern of behavior against Brett Kavanaugh, which in my mind lack credibility. So what makes me nuts is talking about him drinking beer and throwing ice in a bar 35 years ago, because that shouldn't disqualify you from anything, in my estimation.
Right.
But by politicizing it on both sides of the aisle, we're really taking away from the stories of people who are really victims here. And I don't think that the Democrat part, and I call them out on this, because they're the ones that weaponized these charges. They didn't take them seriously. They had no intention of defending Christine Ford, these Democrats. Dianne Feinstein is despicable. If she cared, I do know that, because if she cared about this woman, she would have done something about it when she got the letter, and she didn't. She waited until it was going to take down a Supreme Court nominee.
But she was asked not to say something.
Then why did she release it in the first place? If she really was going to follow this woman.
Christine Ford came forward.
No, Christine Ford came forward after Dianne Feinstein turned the letter over to the FBI. And so we need to be real clear on that timeline. Feinstein chose when to drop the letter. She didn't care what Christine Ford had to say.
As a matter of fact, she threw Christine Ford under the bus, saying her friends were the ones who released it, not me. I didn't do it.
Actually, what happened was that the name started to leak, and that's when the name came out. And I think what I was trying to say...
But the story
and
wasn't
I don't,
known.
What I was trying to say, and this is why I don't think it has to be a conservative or liberal thing, is that what changed this for so many women around the country, not even necessarily liberal or conservative or independent women, was that there was a point during her allegation, not only the throwing her on the bed and dragging her in allegation, I'm saying allegation, was that when she tried to scream, he put his hand over her mouth. And that changes it for so many women, is that it ceases to be, okay, so he was drunk and he was doing something. That's happened to many, many people, and it can be seen as fumbling. But when somebody tries to prevent you from screaming,
right,
that becomes an attempted sexual assault. And I think that changed it for many, many women.
That's if
it's true. And I think that is what changed for so many women.
Yeah, but see, it hasn't been proven, and so that's what makes it upsetting. Meanwhile, this guy is, as far as I'm concerned, he's no longer of value as a Supreme Court justice. What are the innuendo, the inference, we all know in the day of social media that we find ourselves in, you suggest something about somebody, and it becomes the truth. It becomes the law. It becomes reality.
And it's reality now.
So I understand what Victoria and what both Victorias are saying about how women are reacting to this. I've heard and listened to my daughter talk about this more stridently than anybody on the air has discussed it. And I had to unfollow your
daughter on social media. I didn't unlike her. I'm still friends with her, but I had to unfollow the things that she posted.
Yeah, well, she's not on Facebook anymore. She's doing it on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. Yeah. Anyway,
well, is it because you don't agree with her, Rich?
No, it's just I unfollow a lot of people on the other side, too. It's just the people that are so strident all day, every day.
Yeah, it's a very sensitive
issue for women.
Well, that's the point I'm making here. As the father of a daughter who's very expressive, not unlike these two, the two ladies that are here, both very expressive, and that's what makes them good at what they do. The men, Victoria Jones said something. Well, you both, I find it interesting. Both you men took this approach. That's part of the problem here that neither of us get. We may not get it on our side as men, and women may not. It becomes not only a political issue, but because of the sensitivity of the accusations, it becomes a male versus female. And I wished it didn't, because I don't see how I'm the
Here's the only guy who thinks
this way.
Men are afraid.
I just don't think this way. When it comes to sexual politics, I'm kind of dropped out. But anyway, go ahead, Richard.
Men are afraid that people can say, anybody can say anything about you.
Yeah.
And it's all of a sudden true. You're a skit on Saturday Night Live. You're guilty on NPR. You are on CNN, and you are immediately guilty in the court of public opinion, and nothing else matters.
That's why I say he's not qualified, because
scary.
He's done.
It doesn't matter whether he's innocent or guilty. He's tainted.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to say, in defense of NPR, NPR yesterday had on one of the 64 women who defended him in that letter. They also have had on numerous Republicans who have been on the side of Kavanaugh. Their coverage has been remarkable.
I listen to NPR every single day, and their coverage is remarkable, but it's extremely biased.
Well, maybe you didn't hear the same interviews that I've been hearing, because I've heard a large number of Republicans in Morning Edition.
Yeah. Why is that? That's interesting.
I just heard
that's
White
notable.
House.
It isn't. NPR is known as being a left of center organization. We all know that. If anybody's in the business, but listens to it, even though it's popular, because they do a good job of presenting the news or the programs that they do. But the fact that we are remarking about how remarkable it is that they did a good job in this particular instance.
It isn't remarkable, because they do put on a large number of conservatives. I think.
Well, they're supposed to.
Well, of course they are, and they do. They do. They always do. I think something that we're talking about here that's important is that it goes back to something we were talking about last Friday when we were talking about the countdown topics. And this is of people talking, and in this case of men and women talking about these difficult topics and having these difficult conversations in a safe way.
Very, very poignant. Safety in conversation. That's a very good point, Victoria. It's 18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
I'm Dan. David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Picking up the pieces of conversation, News Talk Radio is the focus. This is Talk Radio Review with the talkers. Actually, we have two Victorias here, Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones, and Rich McFadden is along with me. So we have two boys, two girls. Here we go into the next item. Let's move actually into the New York Times has done a story on Mr. Trump and his wealth, whether he has it or he doesn't, where it is, and how many people he screwed along the way when he went bankrupt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know that there's anything new here. Is anybody?
Well, the sister. The sister, coming forward. Yeah, the sister, I think she was up for being a judge somewhere, or, and I guess her filings of her tax returns of the family business, that's really what kind of started all of this, started us down the road here.
Yeah, and so where does it lead, Victoria? Where is it, the road going?
I think, well, in New York, the rumor is that there really isn't anything to... It's all been reconciled, and there really isn't anything that they're going
right.
to go after. I don't think that there's going to be a whole lot to it.
What are you hearing in Washington, Victoria Jones, about this? Anything?
Well, I mean, in Washington, you know, the IRS, I don't think, you know, didn't really do anything at the time, but the New York tax people are said to be looking very closely at this because not only were some dodgy things done in this, in the Trump's wealth growth, but it does seem as though some illegal maneuvers may have been done. What is the one of the most interesting stories about this enormous story about Donald Trump's wealth? Is that his wealth, the story he has created, which is brilliant, is almost entirely a myth that he only got a $1 million loan when in fact it was at least
right.
$60.7 million,
yep.
That it was nearly all, that it was repaid with interest, nearly all of it was never repaid. In fact, he was, by age three, he was earning $200,000 a year. He was a millionaire by age eight. It's just fascinating also how he tried to get his father to sign a codicil changing his will and basically benefiting Donald Trump when his father was in his 90s and ailing, setting off a family feud. Just very interesting. After his father had done nothing except to help him and bail out his failing businesses throughout his life. It's just absolutely, it's fascinating. It's a fascinating family story is what it is. It's fascinating family story.
There we go. I'm of the opinion that this sort of thing, happens all the time. I don't think there's anybody who believes Donald Trump is the world's greatest humanitarian nor a great stand-up guy. I don't think there's anybody on any side, either side of the aisle, who thinks that.
Yeah.
In terms of his wealth and the phony baloney stuff that he's created around himself, you got to hand it to the guy. He's a great PR person for himself. He knows how to sell himself. He knows how to tell the story. How much of it is true, how much of it is baloney, remains to be seen. It's just one more reason for people either not to like him. You know, see, look at what he's all about. He's not a likable guy.
But let me tell you, in spite of that, why he's popular with his base.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't care what you think of him.
That's right.
Going
That's
to
right.
do all of that means he does not care what you think of him. He's
yeah.
going to do what he thinks is right, and whether it's wrong or right, he's going to do it. And he doesn't care whether people are stomping at the White House gates with flames trying to charge the gates. He will do what he wants to do, and that's what his base loves, is that they think the things that he's doing are the right things to do, no matter what the left says, or whether, no matter what the press says, and no matter what the...
Yeah.
Well, no, they obviously agree, because otherwise, if they didn't...
Yes.
So
I think he does what he thinks is best for him, and I think it's great for him, and I think he also has absolutely mastered the art of of self promotion on social media.
He plays the social media perfectly.
28 past the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
New York is famous as a city that never sleeps. But be careful what you do after hours. There are 26,000 bars and restaurants in New York City. But if you enjoy live music, singing, or dancing, you could be breaking the law. That's because a Prohibition-era law still forbids three or more people from dancing any place where there is musical entertainment. Any exceptions require an expensive city-issued license that very few businesses actually have. Instead of looking through the lens of liberty, city officials go to court to defend that old cabaret law. In one case, they argued, there is no protected First Amendment right of expression to engage in recreational dancing. We should tell our officials they have no right to regulate us if we want to dance the night away.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 20 people are dead as federal officials investigate an upstate New York vehicle crash 30 miles west of Albany. One woman was nearby, and she heard the crash.
I heard this loud bang. I came out. I saw a lot of people up here at the Apple Barrel, out in the parking lot, and then I heard screaming.
A limousine carrying people to a birthday party ran a stop sign and plowed into an SUV in the parking lot at the intersection of two state highways. The National Transportation Safety Board is calling this a mass casualty event. They say it's the worst traffic accident in the U.S. in almost a decade. They'll spend a week trying to reconstruct what actually happened. 18 people inside the limo died, and 2 pedestrians were struck and killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview of the hot hits from the work that Talkers Magazine does every week, put these charts together. This is an overview of the week of October 1st to the 5th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, going through the numbers. The number 7 item, I'm just mentioning a couple of others, the usual focus on Trump's investigation, the Russia thing. I think that's been way overcooked. But anyway, the Keith Ellison allegations, the China trade tensions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The midterm election focus, I think, is important. And the fact that Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, is mulling a run for the presidency, whenever she comes to mind, all I think about is Pocahontas. She ought to be the poster person for phony politicians, as far as she is the epitome of someone. We were talking about Trump a few minutes ago about how fabulous he is at creating an image, whether it's the right image or not, the appropriate image, the real image. I would say that that also applies to Ms. Warren, who has done a fabulous, fabulous job of creating something out of nothing. in terms of where she came from politically, how she rose to the top very quickly. I was in a room with her about, let's see, it was in January, and it was like Frank Sinatra was coming into the room, the people standing up and cheering and yelling, and she went around the room clapping people, doing the high fives and stuff, and I don't know, this just, I have a great, you know how some of us have different good detection systems, and I have a good detection system about people. And she is absolutely as phony as a $3 bill. And the fact that she has traction could run whether she, who knows what happens.
Did you high-five her when she came around to you?
No, I didn't. I just smiled.
Yeah.
No, I did not. I don't.
I just, as a Democratic woman, I really wish that she wouldn't run because, you know, if you want to stick with your Pocahontas theme, Trump's going to make succotash of her in the first in the first debate, and it's just going to, that's all the narrative is going to be.
Can't we find somebody good to run against
Trump?
Can't
we find somebody new?
Yeah.
We need
somebody new. You cannot. This is my philosophy on all of this stuff. Nobody who would ever want to be a Supreme Court justice and go through that
again.
Who would ever want to be a cop nowadays? My brother's a cop. The kids coming up now, nothing to jumping up and down about.
Who would ever
want to be a politician and put themselves in that spotlight? And what we've done with this whole circus that we've just seen here over the last few weeks is raise the bar for attacks on anybody, left or right, who wants to sit in public office. It doesn't matter if you were in kindergarten and spit on your teacher. It's coming out nowadays. Mm-hmm. And no decent person's going to want to put themselves in that position.
But see, I disagree. I think there are a lot of decent people. Like,
well, you would hope that
wouldn't
be the case.
Of decent people.
There's a hope there, Victoria. You and I would hope eternally that we can get good people to run or be involved. But whether...
You're pushing everything to the far extremes. So the people who are just fervent, just like crazy, are going to be the ones to run. The far left and the far right. The people that are...
The extremists.
Like, the extremists are going to run now. Yeah. That's what you're going to get.
All right, let me give you an example of something... I don't really know what to make of this other than it's an example kind of what Richie was just saying about how everything is magnified. Alex Trebek, who is the host of Jeopardy, was, for whatever the crazy reason, somebody asked him to moderate the gubernatorial debate in Pennsylvania this week. So he made some jokes that were really bad. He talked about his own political opinions, which were really out of place. And in the meantime, the debate between Governor Wolf and Scott Wagner, who's running against him, sort of took a sidestep. That was the real reason for everybody being there. But because of what he said, he became the issue. He said, quote, "I thought as moderator I was to provide a certain lighthearted approach while still being able to challenge the candidates on their record or positions. I didn't realize I was to ask a simple question and then let the gentlemen go at each other. I offer my sincere apologies to the people of Pennsylvania, state I truly love." He kicked off the event with a monologue telling the audience that he was not drunk when he accepted the invitation to moderate the debate. But whether or not he should have done it was something he questioned later on. What on earth was I thinking? And that a couple of laughs came out of that. But the fact that he put himself in that position, and then the criticism that has come for some of the things that he said that, one way or another, they don't seem to be life-shaking, but it's not what you expect from him. And so that's, but his whole reputation has been jarred, and that's the point I'm making here, by his appearance at this political event. And
something that was, you know,
simple,
interesting but not a huge deal has been blown up into a huge deal.
Yeah.
And now affecting his life and and his personality forever.
Yeah, right. Anyway, that's an aside. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the Facebook hacking. How many people have worried. Victoria Keelan, you're pretty good at this stuff. And Victoria Jones, I'd like to have you jump in on this as well. The Facebook, what was it, 50 million people's accounts were compromised yet again. Mm-hmm. What in the name of God is going on there? And why is, with all of these questions, I know the numbers have gone down on Facebook, but they don't seem to be going down appreciably. And one wonders why, because they seem to be very, well, have they gotten too sure of themselves? What is going on there?
Well, in terms of numbers, one of the reasons why Facebook's numbers they've definitely dropped off, but in the older demographic, they have not, because that's for two reasons. One, older people don't know how to disconnect and delete an account on Facebook, and that's actually, I'm not making a joke, that is a very real thing. And the second thing is, for a lot of older people, that is still their lifeline of communication with family across the country or around the world, and so those numbers of the older generation are always going to be there on Facebook. But for a lot of younger people, they've just, you know, pulled the plug. And you just keep hearing these stories time and time again that they've been hacked and the security isn't good. And, you know, and again, going back to the older generation using Facebook, they're probably still using password one. So they're even more vulnerable and they don't even realize it.
And they don't change their passwords.
They never change it.
Right. Nope. You have to change your passwords on a regular basis.
But, you know, get my mom to try to, she's not even on Facebook, but if she was, to get her to change her password. You know, it's, I've got this sheet where I write all my passwords down, and, you know, it's never going to happen. So, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who are very, very vulnerable to all kinds of malware and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
This is going to be something we live with forever.
Yep.
And it's just, it's going to be something that we have to learn how to deal with. And the way you deal with it is you change your password and your username at least a couple times a year.
Yep.
Say something very creepy about Facebook, which is that they've asked people to use two-factor identification, and
like an ID number and your finger thumbprint or something.
You log in on the computer, and then you get a text to your phone, and then you say yes, this is me on your phone, and then your computer says okay, you can get in.
So is that good or bad, Victoria?
It's good.
Well, in theory, it's good. But what Facebook has done is that they have been outed and caught for selling the phone numbers that were being used for two-factor identification, in other words, to make people feel more secure, to advertisers.
Yeah. They're a bunch of thieves. Yeah.
So really, the only reason they did it is to be able to get the sellable information.
Yeah. Right.
I'm still on Facebook because I like to see occasionally what my nephews are doing. I don't use Facebook anymore. I'm so done with Mark Zuckerberg. I got done with him when he announced a few years ago, your stream is no longer going to be linear of what happens, you know, minute by minute. We are going to determine what you're interested in. And I said, no, you're not. I like seeing a variety of things. I don't want you determining that I'm only interested in cats. Or only interested in photographs. I want variety. And sure enough, I started seeing a bunch of boring stuff all along the same lines. And it's like, why do I want to see this? I want to see, why am I not seeing anything from Carol anymore?
Arrogance.
With 2,000 people and the same couple of hundred people are kind of who I see, who like my stuff, who I see their content. It's what happened to the other 1,800 people I'm friends with?
Yeah.
What'd you do with them? You killed them?
Yeah. So, and that's right. Who comes up as your friends? I want to know where they get that. A lot of the people that come up, when I look at my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, I look at these people, I've never talked to any of them. I don't know. You know, they may be listening. Who knows who they are? It's really silly. But there's one thing that I want to mention before we pause here, and that has to do with where Facebook and other social media come into our society, come into our lives. The story this week of a third grader who brought a loaded handgun into an elementary school because he wanted to scare the children who were picking on him. And where that went in terms of social media, instead of curtailing it, controlling it. It goes out for everybody to see. And in my mind, this gives other people the idea, if you get a hold of a handgun, to do the same thing. I think that's what social media does. It spreads bad ideas, and there's no sifting. There are some good ideas and loving things that are there that I promote and I put up on my personal page, but there are a lot of things that are there.
That all media does that. Newspapers, television, news, everything does that. Spreads ideas, good and bad.
All right, 46 past the hour. I'm going to help you lose some weight now. Those of you who are listening who would like to know what the number one healthiest choice is for weight loss, I know many of you have tried all kinds of things. Some people have had operations. Some people go on a special diet. Some people go to a program. They go to a workout. They do all of these things because they really want to lose the weight. And then they find themselves, after they take the pounds off, then they find themselves, I don't have to do this anymore. So they stop doing what they have been doing, and they put the pounds back on again. That yo-yo, up and down, very unhealthy. So go to toploss.com, special 10% deal if you use the code DJV, 10% off whatever you buy. Plus, if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a fourth one free. That's at toploss.com. Do yourself a favor. Save your life, but do it intelligently. Get rid of the fat and keep it off with toploss.com being the site you go to order Calitrin. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for a special discount.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A recent study has found that using emojis, those happy, sad, or angry-looking faces, is an easy way to track quality of life for cancer patients during and after treatment.
Patient-reported outcomes are important for multiple things. So at the time of diagnosis with cancer, there are multiple factors that we know are prognostic. So they'll predict how a patient will do. Then moving forward, they're also very helpful to track patient symptoms and how they're tolerating treatment.
Dr. Carrie Thompson, the lead author of the study, says patients were first asked to rate their quality of life and fatigue from 0 to 10.
The very next question was the same question, but showing them 5 possible emoji faces. And what we found was that the faces track very nicely with the traditional numerical score.
Not only was it effective, but Dr. Thompson says patients liked having the emojis as a means of communication. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Vivian Williams.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
All right, so the sports stuff we haven't talked about, we can give it 30 seconds, Richie. Or the Patriots, Red Sox,
Patriots
Celtics.
Patriots look good. The Red Sox look good. Yeah, your Boston team's looking good. And fantasy football is the only reason that football is still interesting.
There you go. And now we have no time for Victoria. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Sorry.
10 before the hour.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Time now for our review of the top five technical stories that may have influenced you in technological experiences this week. Victoria Keelan is here with Doug Steffen. Number five, as we work our way toward number one, is a focus on the new iPhones, yeah?
Yeah, the new iPhone XS and XS Max. They're out in stores now. Lots of people were excited to get them. There's some cool new improvements. However, they already have bugs. And so this week, lots of reports of bad cellular reception from the latest iPhones, as well as not being charged. So people are going to bed at night thinking, you know, plugging their phones in as usual, expecting to wake up the next morning. And if you use it as an alarm clock, a lot of people have had some trouble getting to work late because the phone does not actually charge. It dies in the middle of the night. And so specifically, there's a workaround. You have to make sure if you do have one of the new iPhones and they have not released a new software update yet that will fix the bug, you just have to make sure that your phone is awake when you plug it in, and then as it goes to sleep, it will stay charged. But if you have your phone that's already turned off or it's not awake and you plug your charger in, nothing's happening. So that's a huge problem. Normally, iPhones, Apple does this all the time. They rush stuff to the market, and then they fix the bugs later. But this is a pretty big problem, and normally they don't have problems that are on that functionality level. They're usually little bugs here and there, but that was a pretty big one with charging, so hopefully that will be remedied soon.
All right. Number four on our countdown to number one, West Virginians allowed to vote using their cell phones. Do we think this is a great idea? Well, it just depends on where you're coming from. There's some points here that are good.
Yeah, we'll see how this actually goes. This is going to kind of be a testing ground. Eligible voters from 24 of West Virginia's 55 counties who are living abroad or serving in the military overseas can use an app called Votes, V-O-A-T-Z, and they will be able to take a picture of their government-issued photo identification, snap a selfie to prove that it's them. Once everything is uploaded and approved, then they can actually cast their ballot. So the data is encrypted. However, cybersecurity experts are voicing concern, saying that mobile voting is just not secure enough yet. We're not at that point where we can really use it on a larger scale. But we'll see. They've got until 7:30 p.m. on November 6th to vote on their app. And if it gets hacked, we'll know about it probably right away.
Okay. Number three, a study confirming what most of us who have any common sense whatsoever know about violent video games.
Yep. Even going back to when I was a little kid, there were some kids in our neighborhood who weren't allowed to play video games, or at least ones that had any type of violence. And we thought, you know, the parents were just being overly protective. Turns out those parents were right. It's the latest in the long-standing debate over violent video games. An international study that looked at more than 17,000 adolescents over 7 years found that playing violent video games led to increased physical aggression over time. And they cite specific violent games like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, Manhunt, things like that. They said that those kids who played those games were sent to the principal's office more often for fighting and for hitting non-family members. I don't know why they specify non-family members, but I'm sure this type of violence goes home with them as well. But and this all started with Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, the two teenagers who shot up Columbine. That's where this all started with, because they were so into video games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, parents, take the information and do with it what you will, but it's a pretty strong link.
All right, number two is a focus on Apple. Apple, how would the week
emojis.
Be if we didn't have an Apple story? Yeah, emojis.
Emojis. Well, this actually is not just Apple. This goes to Google. This goes to Android. This goes to everybody who, any type of cell service that you have, or any type of phone, smartphone that has emojis, this covers that. There will be 70 new emojis this fall, and we're finally getting a llama, a bagel, a frisbee, a mosquito, a hiking boot, a softball.
Important to have that mosquito.
A lobster, yep, a redheaded character, which a lot of redheads out there are happy about, a bald character, I don't know how many people are happy about that one, but cupcakes and superheroes were also, they'll all be rolled out by the end of the fall.
All right, finally, the number one story of the week from technology is a focus on who the most dangerous celebrity is when you're Googling.
Yep. Cybersecurity company McAfee studies celebrity search results, and they determine which names potentially expose you to malicious websites. This year, actress Ruby Rose adds her name to the list of accomplishments. She is the first Australian to take the top spot as most dangerous celebrity on the list. If you are Googling Ruby Rose, be very careful that you're using legitimate websites to read about her.
All right, so there it is. Top five items. Thank you, Victoria. It's 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.